Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Hello, Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. I have with me this evening Crystal Rising. Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Why don't you go ahead and just start off by telling the audience a little bit about yourself?
Okay. My name is Crystal, as you already said. I am a mother of three beautiful boys, and I'm currently now working on doing more writing and blogs on healthy relationships, whether that's with romantic relationships, with your family, children, things of that nature. And I really am starting to focus on those relationships as it relates to in the Black community, because I see that that is a lacking and you don't necessarily see it represented correctly everywhere. So that's what I do, or that's what I'm currently working on. I started out actually doing this in college with the Nubian Wellness website when I was at school at Florida A&M University, go Rattlers.
Yeah.
And that was a really fun experience, because I used to, just growing up, I would do, you know, little poetry here and there, and then I would do speeches, and that just kind of evolved to doing blogs and just talking about my personal experiences and seeing that that can help someone out there, even if it's just one person, then I've helped someone. I've always found good joy in doing that. So that's kind of how I got started and where I am now.
All right. Okay. And I think it is kind of cool that I know you started on Nubian Wellness. And when I look back at some of your blog posts, just how your life has kind of evolved and how your relationship has matured. What do you feel that you learned or able to gain when you started like publicly blogging about your relationship? Your relationship at the time was more of a dating, and now you're married. What do you see when you look back that as far as the evolution of the relationship?
It's funny, because what I would blog about in college was the relationship that I'm in now, which is with my husband. It was more so of a casual dating. And I just find it interesting and funny how it evolved to something so strong and, you know, three kids later and we're building a life together. All that came from me doing that blog and getting the courage to talk to him, what I needed to talk to him about, and figuring out, you know, where we would go with that relationship and what to actually do from there. Even being young and stupid and was in my early 20s, so...
Yeah. What made you have the courage to have that talk, or what made you feel like you were ready or he was ready? Like, how would somebody who may be in a similar place like you were, like in their early 20s, like what kind of advice would you give them?
I would say from the beginning, talk about whatever you're feeling. With us, it had to be dramatic, which was our first child, because I got pregnant my last semester. So we were kind of forced to talk about what we needed to talk about. But now, that's obviously not everybody's situation, but if you can get there before,
right,
maybe get there then, yeah, that's great. But yeah, I would encourage, even if you're casually dating, to just keep open lines of communication, because you never know what someone is feeling or thinking unless you ask or they tell you.
Okay, and that's good. And I think too, you bring up a good point. So just really kind of learning to make your intentions clear, like early on. A big thing you said was about healthy relationships and the African-American community. What do you get from the imagery that you see regarding African-Americans, whether it's just in like parenting relationships or romantic relationships, relationship with friends or family? What do you feel that is kind of portrayed in the media versus what would you like to see more of in the media or out in the social realm?
Honestly, what I see portrayed a lot, especially us being a young couple and married and already having children, I don't see a committed relationship being celebrated within the Black community. And even within just media in general, you don't necessarily see Black couples being celebrated, whether you're straight, gay couple, whatever kind of couple you are. It's not celebrated, because I've had many instances which I find interesting. If I go to the grocery store or somewhere, just somewhere out, not necessarily on a date or anything, but if I have my wedding ring on, I get treated differently than when I don't. Mm. And then when they see us together with our children, I often get asked, are they our children, or did I have it with another person? Mm. And things like, little things like that, where I don't necessarily think that the other person or the other race is racist, or they don't feel like that's a bad thing, but it's not portrayed too much in media, so you don't necessarily see that. You don't see relationships portrayed within the Black community, especially marriages and long marriages. What you see is people with 5 and 6 quote-unquote baby daddies and baby mamas, but you don't see mm-hmm. a happy couple together.
Right.
And then if you do, they all automatically assume that one was cheating, or it's just a front for something else, or they're on the down low, anything like that. But it's never just a happy couple, whatever skin color they are.
You said that when you're out, if you had like on your ring versus if you didn't, people would treat you differently. What does that kind of look like, or what do they do?
I get a lot, because obviously if you're going just to get groceries, or you're, you know, doing like a little bit of shopping, you're not necessarily dressed your best. So I get kind of it's a shock look in their eyes. I don't know if I just pick up on that, or am I just reading too much into it, but I can pick up on some people, they automatically look to see any signs of my wealth based on how I look. And then if mm-hmm. they see that I'm married, then it's a little bit more shocking.
Mm-hmm. Like status.
Yeah. And then it's even more shocking when they actually see us together.
Oh, got you. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad. You know, when you look at it, like, just, I think what you're doing, what you've been doing over the years, really kind of blogging about the evolution of yourself and your relationship now into having a family, is really beneficial to some people who may not feel that that's something that's attainable for them, or something that may be in their future. Not that it's equated to any kind of sense of worth in any means, but I think you really gave a very candid look into you to show that it's just not all, you know, now with social media, everything is like the cute pictures and people just act like they don't have problems. And you really were talking about some real stuff, like going along. I think we even had when you found out, hints to when you found out you were pregnant on the blog. And that was like, what was your reality at the time? If mm-hmm. you know, you've talked a lot, and when you were at FAMU or when we were at Florida A&M, used to do a lot of coaching and mentoring people who might be going through a hard time, or just kind of had some experiences in their life that may have put them into some unhealthy patterns. What advice would you have to someone who doesn't feel that they have healthy relationships, or are able to maintain or start healthy relationships? What kind of advice would you give them?
I would say, if you feel like you're in that situation, kind of take a step back from it and look at it from a different point of view. Because in my past relationships, when I was in a relationship that wasn't healthy, it took me, as well as one of my best friends, to force me to take a step back to see that this isn't right. So it may take you personally doing that. It may take a friend, an actual friend, not someone who just mm-hmm. wants to see you down, or just, you know, whatever for their benefit. But it takes, you have to, sometimes you have to take your emotions out of it to see if right. you need to be in that place, or if you need to run away and figure out how to get out and fast.
Yes. How would someone, let's say if someone's had a pattern of unhealthy relationships and they're actively trying to work on being better, what kind of tips or pointers would you give them, especially if they're starting a family or have aspirations to have a family, to make sure that those things don't trickle over to their kids or their dynamics with their children?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's a daily thing. You have to actively think about what are those things in a relationship that you had in the past that were unhealthy, and look for those signs if you see that coming into your new relationship. Because there's some, just a basic one, if the person is verbally abusing you, you can assume that eventually it's going to get worse. And even if it doesn't, verbal abuse is still just as bad. So at some point you have to understand that and actively work towards not letting that come into the relationship. And if it does, then decide whether you either want to stay there or leave the relationship, especially before there are children involved, because that just makes it much more complicated.
Right, right.
And I know that firsthand. It makes children makes everything more complicated. Even if it is a good relationship, it's still even more complicated. Well, because now you have little humans that you have to help out.
Now that you have such a small family, you have a very young family, and you have twins, mm-hmm. which I think is an important factor. So you are super mom.
And all boys.
All boys, all under the age of four.
Four
and under. Yes, so three boys under the age of four. You are a busy woman. And you're tired. So how do you still practice your self-care? And how do you still work on making sure that you and your husband have a healthy relationship as well? Or continue strengthening
it? Oh, it's funny. We actually had to sit down and figure out like a schedule, like, okay, this is the time we're at work. This is the time we're going to spend on our kids. This is the time that we're going to have just for us. We're not going to talk about babies or work or bills, anything like that. So we had to get to a point where we physically sat down and figure out when to do it, because it got to a point where we were basically roommates. We didn't even have any intimate time, and not even just sex, just, you know, not even just talking to each other, just one-on-one.
Right.
So we had to physically say, at this point in time, we shut down. We're not on our phones. We're not, sometimes we don't even have the TV on. We're just looking at each other and talking, or even if it's just a movie, because our thing is we love movies. So we'll watch movies, or we'll, you know, make up our own movies, you know, things like that. But we had to set a certain time where it's just us. So that was really helpful. I try to come up with at least once a month, we do an actual date, like something cute, or, you know, because I mean, obviously we have kids, so we can't really go out too much. So I try to find little things that we could do in the house that still bonds us together and makes it fun. It's not just us just sitting on the couch looking at each other.
Yes. So you try to keep it, lively. Well, that's good.
Because we're, I mean, obviously we're still young and we're both really goofy. So we try to keep that part going.
Yes. And I know your kids are young too. So there's not a lot of things that they can do, you know, at places, even if you went out, you know, there's not a lot of places that are very young kid friendly, I find. So I know you still blog on Nubian Wellness, and I know you have some other writings for your journeys that you're gathering and putting together when you do launch your own personal website. How would someone be able to get in contact with you or follow you or be aware when your new website launches?
Right now, if you just go to my LinkedIn, which is just my first and last name, so Crystal with the K. Last name is Rising, like Rising Star, and then I'll have updates on that as I progress and move forward with my website.
Yes, and you have writings on NubianWellness.com.
Yes, as well.
You still have some work. You definitely
look at those, please.
Yes.
I've grown up from, was I 21, 22? Doing those.
You still have some things on the page. Actually, one of yours is a really good one, but I know there is one still on the front page. So definitely NubianWellness.com as well. Chris, so what, in summation, what would you say is like your personal mantra, your quote, like the words that you live by day to day for yourself, whether it's strengthening your relationship, make sure that you have a healthy relationship with yourself, with others, with your children? What is it that you use to help keep you going and working towards the goals you set for?
Actually, it is my favorite Bible verse, which is 2 Timothy 1:7, which is, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So anything that I do, I don't do it in fear. I do it in love. And I try to just keep that at the forefront, to keep a positive attitude and spirit so that I'm happy, my husband's happy, my children are happy, and anyone that encounters me feels that energy as well.
Absolutely. And I think you give it off too in everything that you do. So you have a very calm spirit. So whatever you're doing definitely works, especially with three little ones like this. So, kudos to you.
It's hard, but
Well, thank you, Crystal, for your time. And again, Crystal Rising on LinkedIn is the best way to get in contact with you and follow you in your adventures in your marriage and in parenting and starting a small family. So thank you so much, Crystal.
And at a young age as well.
Yes, at a young age. You weren't that young. Okay, at a young age as well, too. So we hope to have you back again on the show, on the podcast. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Alrighty. Bye-bye. Until next time.
Bye.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.